We are on that Lamed Vav Amid Beis, in the middle of the Amid. Boy minei Rabbi Yirmiye me Rabbi Zeir. Hatoyrem mishaloy al shel chaveroi. A person is toyrem mishaloy al shel chaveroi. Toivus hanoa shel mi. Like this, by Truma, the Bailam have a schus they can give to whichever kohen they want to give to. And the whole teivas hano momen, they can get momen from this. They can get momen from a Yisrael, Sheben Bito is a kohen, who gives some money that his enikol should get trume. So who has the schus to derive the teivas hano? Mi amrinen ilav peiri dahayech. It would not be because of the peiris of the teirim. Mi misakne karye, so the kri wouldn't be misuke. Dahu eidume iloi karye dahu lehavim peiri dahodin trume. The davon, you don't understand how the Gemara phrases the two tzdodim of the Shaila. The second tzad, l'chayre poshut would be to say as follows, that since the teirem is teirem from his peiris, he's the one that's making the trume, so he is a schus of teivus hano. That lechayre would be one tzad. In the second tzad, perhaps would be the Gemara second tzad. Eidume ilay karye dahu lehavim peiri dodin truma. What, he's making truma. He's making truma only because of the tevel of the balakri. If it wouldn't have been from the tevel of the balakri, he wouldn't have been able to make truma. So the Shem Trume was Nitvas and his Tvua because of the Balakri, so it's considered the Balakri is making the Trume. Or maybe since it's his Trume, that's how I would understand the Tutsdodim. The Gemara mentions Psanusvore. Ilav Peiri Dahayach. If it wouldn't be for his Peiris, Mi Misakne Karye Dahu. The Gemara speaks about, since his kri became misukin through his peiris, so therefore he gets the teivas hano. I mean, l'chayre, what does the teivas hano, the trume have a shayches to, because his peiris became misukin? Means your peiris became misukin, so therefore the teivas hano belongs to me. Why is the Gemara Teila? I don't understand the Poshet the Svore. Since your Peiris become a Sukkim, that's why I get the Teivas Hano, number one. And number two, we had mentioned a few times, there's the Shitas HaTaisvus Rid, Lachsmid is a Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvus, that Be'emesin, in Truma there are two Inyonim. Taisus Rit says there's one aloche that chita achas peiteres asakri. Then there's a mitzvah nesine, and the Taisus Rit says because of the mitzvah nesine, you have to give more than a chita achas. If a person was mafresh a chita achas and gave this to the kohen, she was mevatel mitzvah nesine because the mitzvah nesine has a shir. So al koponim, the way that Taisus Rit puts it, was a Taisus Rit in Kedushin, Afbem Chestachsech. The way that Taisus Rit says Pshat, so the mitzvah Nesine has nothing to do with the Tikkun Akri. Mitzvah Nesines is a besondere Mitzvah to give to the Kohen. So why is the Gemara Mekasha that the Toives Hano belongs to the Toiren because he was Mesakan the Kri? I mean, these are two different inyonim. The Tikkun HaKri has nothing to do with the Mitzvah Nesines. So since he's Mesakan the Kri, that's why the Toives Hano belongs to the, that's why the Toives Hano belongs to the Torah. I don't know, the Zichah don't understand the kesher of these two dvorim. And be'etzem, did be a svore dachsemer to say punkverkehrt. That lechere, the mitzvahs nesine is governed by the amount of tvua there is in the kri. That means there's an ayin yofe, an ayin ro, ayin beinini, echad mechamishim, echad mishishim, echad me'aboim. So the mitzvahs nesine is what the mitzvahs nesine should be is governed on the how much there is in the kri. So that would be a svore. I mean, the Gemara Bechlau doesn't mention this svore. So, but Davon, you don't understand how the Gemara is toile, that since he's misaken the Kri of the Baal HaKri, that's why the Teirem has the Teivis Hano. Omalei. Bekitzel, this was a Shail Rab Yumi Yester Rab Zeir. Omalei Omakro. Es kol tvuas zarecho vinosato. It says in the Posig, Zarocho v'nosato, that the Schusei Nesine are in the hands of the Baal HaZer, of the Baal HaKri. Like the Gemara Eisvei, we learned in our Mishneh, Teirem es Trumoisov es Maisreisov ledato. The Amrit, the Gemara understood that it's speaking about, that it's Teirem Mishaloi al Shel Chavera. The Amrit, Teives Hano, the Baal HaKri, if you learn the Teives Hano is the Baal HaKri, Oka Mahani Le. So he's Mahanehim. That means that what he's Teirem, like this we learn, it's a Mavri Achari. But if you learn that, like one Mahalach the Rashba said, going to Korin Tachon, and it's Mavri Achari. But we Amre Teives Hano the Baal HaKri, but if the Baal HaKri gets the Teives Hano of the Trumem, okay, so by being Mafrish, my Truma and your Kri, you're getting a Schus in the Trumem to derive benefit from it. So I gave you Mamish a Schus in the Trumem. Is that right? Not the way you said that a teirim liperoisa val shel chaveiros, that a teivas ano belongs to the teirim, not to the Baal HaKri. Omri, so the Gemara answered, no, you're learning wrong, pshat in the Mishnah. Loi mishel Baal HaKri al shel Baal HaKri uledaitoi de Baal HaKri. It's the Mishnah speaking about Shel Baal HaKri, Al Shel Baal HaKri, or the Daita the Baal HaKri, and the Baal HaKri is maskim, Ba'ima, Koloreitze, Litroim, Yovoi, Vihitroim. Agavuche, the Loshna Rosh, and this din, Koloreitze, Litroim, Yovoi, Vihitroim, the Das, Ike, Shliches, Leke. That means, koloreitze, yitraim, yoviv, ritin, there's no mini ashliches, and since there's no mini ashliches, memele, it's not called, I'm being mahanehim, by being memale shlichus, right? No, there's, in the xeris akosov, of ma'atam ledaitchem, av shluchachem ledaitchem, so this is considered ledaitchem if I say koloreitze litroim yovoi viyitroim. So that's pshat in the Mishnah. Toshma, now the Gemara wants to be poshut to Shaila. Tomar Abobo, Rabbi Yochanan, Hamagdish, Moisef Choymish, Umiskape, Oise Tmure, Batoire Mishaloi, Al Shaine Shaloi, Toivasano, Shaloi of the Toire. Let us see the Ran. Zokteran, Atoire Mishaloi, Al Shal Chavere, Toivasano, Shomi, Kloima, Miza koi benesinas truma zu. Who is zeichem to decide who to give this truma to? Toirem, oi balakri, shetei toives ano shaloi, toives ano sheiten lo Yisrael dover muet. A Yisrael will give him a dover muet sheiten oisa truma le ben bitoi koyen. So who is entitled to get this money, and who has the bailus to decide to which kain it goes to? Dilu kain also lele meisav midil Yisrael. Kain is also to give something to Yisrael. Kdei shitan loy trumos. Edafil kain mesaye beveis akronis kine beishichat and bris aleidi. But a zaydi could give. He laughed. So it wouldn't be niskan the tvu of the balakri. Tvu as zaracho vinosata. Tola hanesine bebal hazera. Dahainu balakri. Biamret toivas ano le balakri akamahanele. Shemezakeyu toirem le balakri. The balakri, the toirem is mezake the balakri, litain oisa trume, lemisha yirtse. That now the balakri can give this trume to whoever he wants. Vishokol minei toivesano. And he can derive the toivesano from this chusnesina that he is. Venimtse mahane yumamish. It seems he's mahane. So how could this be mutter if the balakri gets the schus toivus hano? So now the Gemara brings a brayis. Hamagdish moisef chaimish. Hamagdish behemel lekorbonei shel chaveiroi. Vehu mimo. Veroitzo livdoiso. So there was a person who needed a korban. There's a person who was magdish the behema lekolboni shal chaveiro. Is magdish kori bailam. The magdish is called the bailam on this kolbon, even though the kolbon doesn't help him for anything. Leinyin shetzorich lohisef chaimish. Shabailam belvad meisifen chaimish shepoidim es kodishayim. So it's called, since he was the Magdish, so he's the Bailam Lagabi Leisofis Chaybish. Hamiskaper Oisa Temure. Kloim Abelinian Temure. Hazoichebo Litzoirech Kolbonoi Kori Bailam. The Baal HaKolbon, the one who gets the Ritzi from the Kolbon, he's the one that can be Meimel, make a Temure. Umatvis tmura bo, avol magdish loy, ube tmura yalef lo mikroy. Toives ano shaloy shal toirem, ulefize. So now we have the baraisa that what we do with the posik at oizgivism, tvu ezarecho venosato, that the schus nesin is totally in the balazera. Lefize krodech siv, aser ta aser es kol tvuas zarcho v'nosata a aser ta aser koi. V'nosata is going on the aser ta aser, the one who gives maisa, he's the one that has the schus nesine. Bochi koma. Aser ta aser v'nosata. The ma'aser zakoi b'nesine. The ma'aser zoiche in the nesine. We had in the Mishnah that Amuda Hano Mechaveiroi is melamdai medrash halachis vagodis abolo yelamdenu mikro. Aber melamdu es bonov es benoisov mikro. Melamdai medrash halachis vagodis abolo yelamdenu mikro. Fragt die Gemara, mikro mai taimer lo yelamdenu. Why can't he teach the mother mikro? Bishim de kamahani lai. Because he's Mahanehem. What is Mahanehem? Because for Mikro he can get Schar, as we'll see, and he's not taking the Schar, so that is why Lo Yilamdenu Mikro. So the Mores, Medrash Namikro Mahanehem. So the same Aloha should apply by Medrash. He could take Schar, he didn't take Schar, so he's Mahanehem. Agavuche, and this din, that lo yelamdenu, mishum de kamahani lei, mikro is not allowed to teach him because he's mahanim, he doesn't take schar. So I saw the Keraneire asks two kashes. First of all, why does he say lo yelamdenu? And if he'll take schar, he's allowed to teach him. So why does he say a blank statement, lo yelamdenu? He's not allowed to teach him mikro because he's not taking schar. If he's not taking schar, then if he doesn't take schar, then he's not allowed to. But not to say stam lo yilamdenu. And then it should have said, like we heard before, mimbotaloi miselo tipol hano lehegdish. We heard before the same problem by Amarzer Aveda. Amarzer Aveda, vizbotal miselo, and he doesn't take the money from the Baal Aveide, so people are no lehegdish. So that kasha means the Rashba is the kasha. So lechayre the loshen lo yilamdenu is a shvera loshen. It shouldn't say lo yilamdenu. The lamdoy mikre, the people are no lehegdish. That's a psahore. Al kopone. The Abu Pshat, the Mishnah, is he's not allowed to teach him mikro because he's mahanalei. So medrash namikra mahanalei. Omar Shmuel b'mokim shenoitlim schar ala mikro. The Mishnah is speaking about a mokim shenoitlim schar ala mikro ve'enoitlim schar ala medrash. So memele. So now it's very good. So mikro, he's not allowed to teach him if he's mevater on the schar. And medrash is allowed to teach him because it says, b'mokim shein neitlen schar ala medrash. Shvek te gemore, mai piske. I mean, psamot nekimte, you're saying, you're speaking about that they don't take schar on medrash, they do take schar on mikro. So the gemore says, hoka mashmulot. Afilu b'mokim shenoytlim schar. Now this is pshat. Afilu b'mokim shenoytlim schar al hamikra shori lemishko. Afilu place, there are other places where they don't take schar, period. Afilu al mikra. The Mishnah is telling us that afilu b'mokim shenoytlim schar al hamikra shori lemishko. Al mikra yelal to take schar. And if he doesn't want to get paid, so he's mahane the muda. Al medrash lo yishori le mishkol. But al medrash, you're not permitted to take schar. Frag the gemore, maishna medrash deloy. Why aren't you allowed to take schar by medrash? Dechsiv oisi tzivu Hashem beisi hilalam edeschem. Rsiv Raeli Mati Eschem Chukim Mishpotim Kasher Tzivani Hashem Olekoi. We learn out from this posik Ma'ani Bechinom Afatem Nami Bechinom. So that is why you're not allowed to take schar from Medrash Chukim Mishpotim. Is Mikro Nami Bechinom. So Mikro also, it's the same posik, it shouldn't be a label to take schar. So I am saying, b'mokim shenoytlim schar ala mikro. So in this kasha, we have two terutzim. Rav Omar schar shimu. Rav said, einoch hanami. By mikro, einoch hanami. For that, it's a mikro, you cannot take schar, because mani bechinom, avatem bechinom. usually Mikra is taught to Ktanim. Ktanim need Shimo. So Memele, a Melamed Ardiki is permitted to take Schar because of the Shimo Tenaikis. So, and therefore, if he's Mevater on the Schar, so Memele, so it's his Mahane. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Schar Pisuk Taimim. And Rabbi Yochanan says, you're allowed to take Schar on Mikra not for the Etzem Limud HaMikra, but the Pisuk Taimim, the Negine, that is not Mina Teire. The whole Issa of Ma Ani Bechina, Ma Vata Nami Bechina, is Davke of halachis or anyonim that mina teire, pisuk taimim is not mina teire. For that one is permitted to take schar. Now let us see the rab. Mikra my time lo yelamdenu mishum de kamahani le, because his mahanim kshe'enei neitel mimenu schar is medrash nami kamahani le mahai time gufe. Because he's not taking schar. Omar Shmuel, b'mokem sheneitlim schar al hamikra, ve'neitlim schar al hamedrash. The Mishnah is speaking about a mokem that you do take schar al mikra, they don't take schar al hamedrash. Al hamedrash loishori leila mishkol. That's pshat. It's a mokem that you're not permitted to take schar. Nira bein edochi perushe. Midina mutalita schar ala mikro v'loy ala medrash. Midina, you're allowed to take schar. Kedem aforosh v'ozol, either al schar shimo, or al schar pisuk taimen. Miu yesh mekoime shemachmira malatzmo, shloy litel schar afila al mikro, kedei shloyovi litel min hamed. Boyson Mekoimis, Afilo Mikra Yochala Lambda, Shere Mikivin Sheikh Miro al Atzmon Limitzwe. If the Melamdim don't take Schar, because they made Exere Mikra to Mitrish, Einem Rashoim Little Schar, so now they're not allowed to take Schar. So Mokim Shanogu, they don't take Schar, they're not allowed to take Schar. So Memele, if you're not allowed to take Schar, so if I teach you without getting paid, so I'm not being mahani you. V'havelei mikra kemedrish l'chol ha-mekoymes. So in this mokem, where the minig is that they don't take schar for mikra, so then in this mokem, mikra is equivalent kemedrish l'chol ha-mekoymes, that you're permitted to learn with hamuda because I'm not being mahanim anything. Because in this mokem, you're not allowed to take schar. Ela de masnisim etuk me. Our Mishnah is speaking about b'mokem shenaitlim schar ala mikra. The Mishnah is speaking about that you do take schar ala mikra. Kloima shleich miru al atzmo. Afilu some emel afilu boy say mokem that they weren't machma ala mikra davku d'shori la mishko. You're only allowed to take schar al mikra. Umishimochi lo yilamden. That's why he's not allowed to teach him. The kivin shenaitlun aleaschar imelamde bechino nimtzamaneu. So he's teaching him for free. So that's called he's being mahanim. Aval ala medrish loishori lemishkol. But medrish one is not permitted to take schar. Dimidino also to the meforish vozo. Hilkach. Kimelamdoi medrash bechinam. When he teaches him medrash bechinam, loy mahani leiv loy midi, he's not being mahani. Da'agro loy mechayiv bei, because he doesn't know many things. Because you're not allowed to take schar. V'limit guf enami lavanohu. The mitzvahs lav lihonis nitnu. Banos mitzvahs not called ahano. Linyin aloche. So now, the Ram feels like it's kaim alon hochi, we paskin like this. Tala medrish leishoy le mishko. Miu hani mili scha limut. For the teaching, you're not allowed to take scha. Aval agar betele shori. But if because of teaching is bottle mimalachtoi, so I'm not taking the schar for the teaching. I'm taking the schar for, this is the time I'm teaching you, I'm bottle mimalachtoi, so I'm taking money for the bittul maloche. So that is permissible, afilo by medrash, b'hochi yise b'yirishalmi. The garsina nosam, yochel afal mikra v'talgum, kein, the mikra v'talgum, you're also not allowed to take scha, tamalay m'chukim m'mishpotim, chukim m'mishpotim atem melamdim b'chinom, fiyatab melamdim b'chinom, mikra v'talgum. Mechaim chomim, masnaye, nosmen agreya. So, frekte Yishami, but we see people who teach mishnayas, they get schar. Now, that already is chukim and mishpotim. Am Rabbi Yudah, but Rabbi Shmuel, schar beteilon heim neutlen. They're taking schar beteilon. I'd just like to say over the Loshen of the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Mi shuhu bal meloche v'umnes. A person is a bal meloche or he has an umnes. U'meiniach melachtoi u'melamek areza mutaliter schar. He's allowed to take scha gam mihagdolim. That means even though we'll say that the reason you're allowed to take scha is because of shimut in oikis. Bagdolim, there's no shimut, but here you're allowed to take scha because I'm bottom of malachtoi. She'einoi elo scha betelo haniker umuchach. This is a scha betelo, that's niker umuchach, midnei she'bitum amalachtoi. Vafilu ein eloim edimor mele mitzas hayoim, u mitzas he oisig bemalachte palnasose. But this person has a job, he has an umnes, and he's working half a day, and the other half a day he's not working. Why? So, I mean, because he's teaching the other half of the day. So the other half of the day is goyrim that, you see, he's a working man. So that's called schar beteilo hanikel. So memela, but that's dafke, vizabal melocha or anumet. Ve'im loimed imoam kol hayoyim, so the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says, but what if he learns with them the whole day? Ve'in oisik b'shum melocha, ve'esik klal, but a little schoroi mehem, he's allowed to take schar. Afilu ein ei bal meloche vumnes, even though he's not a bal meloche vumnes. Lefi she'ilu leilom adimo, if he would have not have taught them, bevada yemuchach lasis eise eisek lach yis nafshi v'nafshi is basic. If he wouldn't have taught, al kolchach, he would have to do some ishtadlos to get panose. Va'ashev she'loi me'dimom kol ayim ve'na'isi klal ein lechos chal betela ani keres u'muchach godol mizeh. So me'mela we see that means he would zicher have to do something to shav parnose, and now that he's teaching, he's not doing anything. So that's called chal betela ani keres. So that is... Yeah. Yeah. Maishna medresh teloi dechsi v'oisi tziva Hashem v'eisahi. Haikro maisi lashminen de maisha nitztave l'chelo l'lame teira li Yisrael. Dechsi v'reili mati esrem chukim u'mishpotim kasha tzivani Hashem. Kloima, she tzivani l'lame t'bechino. Di iloi, that's not the shkasher tzivani. Di loy kashal tzivani amaykoi. What else does Kash? I'm teaching you Kashel Sivan. The Lekalameima Bischal. That Rabbi Hashem told me to take Schal. Eichi Leima Kashel Sivani. He has to take schar. There was a tzivi to take schar. That tzivi is not misstabe. But like a lemeiman, nami the kashel tzivani, ochi koma, kashel tzivani, v'loima atzmi ani yoima, kashel tzivani, b'chlal is not telling us that, that has to be bechina. There's an oifen how to teach. No, I'm teaching you what the Rebbe Shalom told me to say. The vada is really hay mefatpekim bekach. Laksiv becho yaminu lo'ilo. So memela wasn't necessary to say, reili matias umchuki mishpotim v'shel sivani Hashem alokoi. They knew that whatever he said was from the Rebbe Shalom. Alavadi ochi kamar kasha, that there was a special Tzivui, how to teach. Kashel Tzivani, lelamid bechina. But the Gemara gefragt, mikro nami bechina, mahaikro gufa. Is Rav Omar, schar shimu. De mistome loim de mikro ktanim. De loim de mikro ktanim. Vutzrichen shimu. And they need shimu. ומשמוך הנה דעגלים ודעוסו, שכר שימו שור. אגב, let us see the לושן הראש, שכר שימו, נויטלם על נאורים קטנים, הלוים דים מיקרו, לשומרו, מה תשמירה, שלא ילכו בחייבס, you shouldn't go in the streets or בשווקים and in the marketplaces, ויעזיקו, and they'll be מזיק, ויחנכו לדבורים רואים. To become נסחנך, if they let them out in the streets, ויחנכו לדבורים רואים. So ממילא, the שכר שימו was to make sure, hastes, that they don't go out, they remain in חיידה. Now let's see, so what's, there's an interesting, Tosfos Schar Shimo, Shemishama, Melamed, Tanoikish, Loyecho, Onavon. Havo Medrash, Ein Tzorich, Limoit, Kiim, Legodo, Shein, Ein Tzorich, Shimo, Tosfos says, Ki Ben, Esa, Lemishne. So a 10-year-old already doesn't need Shimo anymore, that's a Godel already. So, Einei Melamdoi Mikro, we're talking about less than a 10-year-old. So him you have to watch. A 10-year-old, he learns Mishnayis already as a Dachshein HaGodol, Taisva says. So, Memela, you don't have to watch him not to go in the streets. He has his own Seichel. So, Memela, so there, you can't take Schar. Look to Gemara weiter. Look to Ran weiter, Mikra Nami Bechinom, Mei Haikro Gufe, Es Rav Omar Schar Shimo, De Mestom De Loim De Mikro Ktanim, De Loim De Mikro Ktanim, וצריכן שימו, ומשמוך הנה הידעג עלים מדוסו, שכר שימו שורי. רבי יחנן אמר שכר פיסק טיימים, שלמדים להם טיימים, טיימים here the ran says, the ראש says, לנגין המקרויס כלחוסם, how to be מנגן דפסוקים, the love me the rice and ino, that's what Rabbi Yechanan holds. Ilkach lehavu bechlau chukim and mishpotim. So it's not chukim and mishpotim. So the Ram says, he says, that whatever, the chukim and mishpotim are the rices. And at the rice you have to teach pechino. But on things which are, on the inyonim which are not the Araisa, you don't have to teach Bechim. Ve'ike bein Rav le Rabbi Yochanan, le Lamed Mikro le Godel, le Leiboy Shimo. The Rav also, according to Rav, you're not allowed to teach a Godel. Not to take money. Although according to Rav, it's also to teach to take money from a godel, because the svilei the pisek time him the raises. You're not allowed to take money for teaching a godel. Rabbi Yechonin shor mishum schar pisek time hilkach linyan aloche. Kiven the kaim alone the Rav Rabbi Yechonin aloche ke Rabbi Yechonin bektinen dafilo migodel shorei liter schar ala mikro. So you're allowed to take schar al mikro because of schar pisuk time. The kachem divrei Rambam zal bebekvav mehuches nedor. Zogt die Gemara weiter. So we have our machlokes why one is permitted to take schar b'mikro, al mikro, according to Rav, because of Shimur, and according to Bechon, al pisek time. Tnan, we learned in our Mishneh, loy yelamdenu mikro. He should not teach him mikro. Bishloy melamandom schar pisek time, that you're permitted to take money for schar pisek time. Hainu de lo yelamdenu, so you shouldn't teach him because he's entitled to get money for this schar pisuk taimim, and by not getting money, he's being mahane. And laman de omar schar shimu, godel bar shimuhu, a godel is a bar shimu. So the Gemara answers, bekotan ktoni. The Mishneh lo yelamdenu mikro speaking about a cotton. Now, l'chayre, so what is the issa for a cotton? He says, the issa of a cotton is if I teach a cotton, and I'm allowed to take money from the cotton because I'm being mishamerin, and I'm not taking money, so see, so I'm being mahanim. And it's lois achilum, we'll see in the Ram. It's a lois achilum. That means a cotton bechlal is cotton oichel nevelis vein bezn mitzuvun lafrishes. What's the problem? We're speaking about the Mishnah, speaking loy yelamdenu mikra, speaking about a cotton, and the way the Rosh Tosfos says less than a 10-year-old. We're speaking about a 9-year-old. We're speaking about a 9-year-old, and I'm not allowed to teach a cotton mikra. Because when I teach him mikro, there is a fee, and because I'm watching him, I have to watch him. He shouldn't run out to the streets, and since I'm teaching him for free, I'm being mahane him. So memele. So there's a leis achilum. We'll see in the Ram. So I'm being mahane him. So you know, it's a safi lebi yadayim. I'm being. He's not even know from me. I was mother. I was mother the cotton, and the mele, so he's not even know from me, and I'm being mahanim, I'm giving him mahanot, so there's a loy sachilum. So, lochayre, I just had a shtickle ha'ore, it would seem from here, maybe it's not a chedush, that I mean, the cotton owes money if there's an opmach. I mean, there's a cotton owe money. This whole cheshbon works. You owe me money, and I won't mum the money from you. So memele. So I called them being mahana you. Now it would seem a cotton owes money. That means he's getting a service, and he owes money. Mistam tzreir v'zoyk mekha mekach midarabona. Mistam chmein there is. A certain dinei moment is that a shaykh by a cotton also. So memele, so he owes him the money, Takya, as he owes him the money, and now I'm being mevater that he doesn't have to pay me the money, so I'm not allowed to do this. Ze wird aber so ist gewesen. Fragt die Gemorre, ibe Kotten eime Seife, speaking about the cotton, aber melame des Bonn of Mikro, ibe des is children, he's allowed to teach. Cotton bar Bonnimo, if he's a cotton, so he doesn't have children. And with the Gemorre, so he merks rebohochik toni. Lo, yelam denno Mikro, be cotton. Imoyo godo, but if he was a godo, belamdoi loyole bon of mikro. If he's a godo, then you'll have to teach him and you'll have to teach the bonim. Bishayle, why, let us first see the Ram. Now we learned in the Mishnah, Lo ilamdenu mikro, el mando mas chashim el godo bashimu, the EU not a nafshi, he can take care of himself. The cotton, the havi haimudar cotton, the aval gav, the cotton oichel neveles, in bezden mitzuven lahafrishoi. So what's the problem? For the hochi loisefine lubi yedayim, shimelamdoi, he's teaching him for free. I mean, that's the whole. Arehu mahaneyu. He's being mahane. So the Gemara has a yevim hoya godol melamed loy ulavon of mikro. Loy the loy boy shimo lebon of nami avol gav the boy shimo le mitzvah tvei mizon es bon of es benoisa. So lochayre means to say it's a mavriach ari. It's mutal on you to teach them about koponin or to be seicha malamed, but it's mavri achari. Look the Gemara weiter. Meisve, we learned Tinoikes loikairen betchila b'shabbos. That you don't teach tinoikes in Shabbos something new. Elo avoshoinim berishen. But yechaza over something they learned once. That means new things you don't teach them. Avoshoinim berishen. But they learned very lot of chazov in Shabbos. Bishloime lamanda oma schalp. So the Gemara understood what is the difference between, what is the difference you're not allowed to teach him something new, but you're allowed to chazov. So the Gemara understood like this. A pshat is al schar Shabbos. Al schar Shabbos. So you get schar al pisuk time. So you're not allowed to teach them in Shabbos, because you get schar Shabbos for this. This you get money for. So you're not allowed to teach them this in Shabbos. But if you taught it to them yesterday, so today for the chazor alone, you don't get any money from this. I mean, the ikar money you get is to teach them. That's the first time around, chazering, you don't take money for already. That's just that they know it already, just have to chazer it. So the Gemara understood that that's pshat. That loikairim betchila b'shabbos is alts, because you get money for this, is chaz shabbos. Avoshoinim berisha. Is bishloim lamandiyama schar pisuk taimim. That the reason you get money is chalpisik tainim. So now I understand very good this parais. I know that in koyrim betchila b'shabbos, but shayne, aval oman da omar schar shimur, amai in koyrim betchila b'shabbos, amai shayne berishin, ik is schar shimur di shabbos. So what is the difference between koyrim and shayne? It's the only reason you get money is because Shimo, so each day you get Shimo. What's the chiluk? Let us see the Rab. Meisle. Tinaikis loikorim betchila b'shabbos, mash loikorim yemei. Alashainim Berishin, in Koru Pam Rishaina Lifnei HaShabbos, Shainin Aisai B'Shabbos, then you chazor over B'Shabbos. Afal Pi Shehi Chazor Rishaina, the first chazor you're allowed to make it, as long as they learned it once. Is Bishloim Laman Diyomar Schar Pisuk Taimim, Ainu Dein Koirim B'Tchila B'Shabbos, that's why it's Ein Koirim B'Tchila B'Shabbos, the schira she gets for the first kriya, this is a job, and so for that you get paid for. You're not allowed to get schar Shabbos. Because for chazore you don't take money. So that's the difference between shoinim and koyet. El leman the yomas chal shimo amayin koyet. Kloima mayike ben pam reshoin elishniya. Reyaschar eine el al shimo vechiheche dike shimo betchile. Ochenami ike shimo ksheshoinim. So mamela. So this is a kasha. And Rav. So the Gemara says you're learning a completely wrong pshat in this Baraisa. L'taymeich, schar pisik b'shabes mi'osa, avloi, avlo mishri shoi. You're allowed to take schar Shabbos if it's bavloi. You didn't get a special Rebbe for Shabbos, it was the same Rebbe. For a whole week it was for Shabbos also. So if you're paying him by the law, so memele, this is permissible. The sanya, we learned in Abaraisa. Aseicher es apoyol lishmer es atinik. Lishmer es apore, lishmer es azroim. Ein neusnim loy schar Shabbos. So memele, if this is apoyol just for on Shabbos alone, and nice to lay schar Shabbos. You don't give him schar Shabbos. Lefecho. Im ovdu ein eichayev bachiyusa. Bimoyo schir Shabbos, schir chodesh, schir shona, schir shavua, nice to lay schar Shabbos. Fikach im ovdu chayev bachiyusa. So before we go further, let us see the run on this. Havloi Shamavliyas char yoyma Shabbos, bechlal schar shar hayomim. So havloz muter, lishmer asatinik, shohoyu megadlim tinoikis bachatzeres, habnuyes algabi hasela, vibnei kever hatohen. So they were megadol tinoikis that they never became nitmo bekever atayim kedei shemalu mayim in hamayin bekadish eifa pora that the milui was done betare gemur lishmer pora pora adume as she says about metziyah shaloi yala le oil lishmer satinik as she says about metziyah. That they shouldn't become tome, so they hired shomre. As hazroim letzorech oimer hoyim mishamrim oisom koydem havoros oimer hochim meforish lo rashi zal beperik hazov. In agavuchem the Tosfos says over here letzorech oimer ushtei lechem b'shviyis. This is talking about shviyis that it's hefker. This was a soda hefka, so they hired a shoyman. Lefichoch im ovdu einei chayev bachiyusom. So since he's a shoyman chinom, and einei chayev bachiyusom, im nevdu b'shabbos, the kivad loishokil, im hoyo schir shabbos, shavua achas, schir shavua, 1 week, schir shavua shmita achas, Leisel lo ischar Shabbos, kimish lo iskiru beferish, ele shehivliu, bechlar shar hayomim, fikir kina v'shem esochim, ovdu b'shabbos chayi bachiyusom. Now, I'd like to say a shtikol ha'ore. Here, the way the Ran says, it's very unclear. We're talking about a shemer of a tinek, a shemer of a poradume, a shemer of zroim. Fikachim obdu, so simnevdu v'shabes. So it's very unclear how what happened over here by the tinik. What happened? The tinik got lost. Says the shemer soch on the tinik. Bekitza, Rashi says in Bob Metzia that kilkalu, that's a kilkalu, that became tome. They were supposed to watch that the tinoike should not become tome. They were supposed to watch the pora dume, that shloyale le oil, that's what they were hired for. And lemaise kilkalu, the and it wasn't a pshia, it was something daima legneva vaveda. Sagavuche, I saw an oitzim afoshi atalmud abob metziya, two gewaldike ha'ores. One ha'ore is as follows, but that's how Rashi says pshat, that they became tome. It was olala oil. So one ha'ore they bring down, l'chayre tzahezik sh'eni nikam. The tinnik became tome, olala oil, tzahezik sh'eni nikam. And, I mean, to be mamtik the kashe, the gemorim bo, bekamses chovdal dovas nezikin, shemachinem, shemesoche, weistois, the chiv of shomrim is also als, chovdal dovas nezikin, it's a mazik the kedin. And, so here, hezik shein and nikke, loish me hezik, so why do you have to pay? That's one ha'orim. And that already brings down from the Shara Mishpot that, but if the whole Shmire was on the Hezek Shein and Nikke, brings a Shara Mishpot, you do have to pay. Okay, this is Ein Yisod. That, so he has to pay for this. But then there's another Merdeke Ha'ore that he brings down, and the Stipler, Tzechen Tzua, the Stipler in Kilashaki, Bob Metzia, Zimmerhof Tess, a moire de kizach, that you are, usually, we understand that you pay a mafkid if a hezek happened to his thing. Now, over here, grad, it seems that hegdish, the one who were isik, or bezden, the isik and the por adume, they were the ones that hired the shomrim to watch the tenaikis. They were the ones that hired to watch the poradume. It wasn't by the tenaikis itself. It's not the bailim of the tenaikis, because tenaikis don't have a bailim. So you see, a moira dikazach, this is what the stipler says. You see from this halacha that the chiyuv tashlume shomrim is not to the Baal HaPikodin, no, it's to the one who made him a shomer. That Fakir Taisa says over here that by the Zroim it's speaking about the Weshviya, so it's Hefker. So it's, but I'm making you a shomer to watch a Dovah Shel Hefker, and I'm paying you for it. So if a Hezek occurs, you have to pay the one who's paying you. That means I paid you to watch this thing, so the chi of tashlumim is to the mafkid, whoever is paying him. That's what we see from this halach over here. Al koponim, we see that bahavlo is mutter. So your whole pshat is a wrong pshat. You're saying pshat, that the difference between koirin and shining is because here you get paid, here you don't get paid, there's no schapis of time. You get paid all the time, and it's mutter to get paid. Elo, gabi Shabbos heine time in den Köln betrille, bishum di yifnu, avo hasoin di yinuki, le mitzvoso di Shabbate. That's one shot. Let us see what this means. Di yifnu, avoin di yinuke, le mitzvoso di Shabbate. Sha'ova isati noikis, poinim le mitzvah Shabbos. What does mitzvah Shabbos mean? Mistama oinik Shabbos. Umishtashim imati noikis. And you enjoy yourself with the children. That's ve'im yikruati noikis lechatchile, yachushu lebitulo. That means it's a show to be mavatal. I mean, to learn lechatchila took much longer than to chaza over. So to learn lechatchila, so like this is very geschmack to be together with the children. But if the learning, I mean, the belt said that evil pim shall tinoike shall beis rabom. So forget about it. And it seems Chazal wanted the Yifnu Avohasain, the Yenuki Lemitzvosa, the Shabbat, Amir the Kipshat. Shoveis Poinim Lemitzu Shabbos Mishtash Nimatinoikis. God, I heard Goim Ramatisho Solomon was tining that how a Shabbos Tish looks. He had a Amir the Kitaina, he says, The parents get a sheet from Cheder and questions to ask, and the child is cross-examined on Shabbos, and not if he knows Baruch Hashem, and if he doesn't know, it's the Chabiter Zach. He says that's not, the Shabbos dish is not the place to cross-examine the child. That's not the, there has to be a Pesazoi, a Yedidus, and a Hardus by the Shabbos dish. I mean, there's a different mechuvan over here. Sha'ova is atinoikis poinin l'mitzvah Shabbos u'mishtashinim atinoikis. Listen, if there's yeshiva on Shabbos, so they won't do it. And perhaps Chazal wanted that it should be not like that. That's how the Ran says pshat. The Rosh says on Amud Aleph, another Rebshad, the Yifn Avu and the Yenukil HaMitzvos, Im Ho Yekoyrim Betchile, Ho Yuchom Olehem, so this is very hard for the children, Ho Yutzrichen La'arich, and so it takes time to learn them the first time, for Ovois Mitzapin Lisoi, Ache Yevoyu, and they waiting, they wait till the children come. Mevatli Neinik Shabbos. So the Rosh, it seems, Mevatli Neinik Shabbos from the parents. They have to wait till the children come home. Avo Masha Korom Esmo Shoinim Boy Hayom Kenim Tzrichim Laharich Boy. It doesn't take too long. It's Mamela. So Mamela, they're home in time. I mean, they went to Cheder on Shabbos and say it is cooked. If he boy is aimer, must is another teretz. Mishum de Shabbata ochlin vishosim, that you eat and you drink, v'yoker alein alma, and it's difficult to learn something new, because it's very difficult for them. Shmitoich she'ochlu yoiser mimashe darkon lechel b'chol. Hevoreim kvedim aleim. Wenn Yechoylem Lilmoid Betchile,
I would like to correct myself, the Taisus Rid that we had mentioned in the beginning of the Shia is Andaf Nun Ches Omed Beis in Mesechtes Kedusha.
So therefore, we don't teach them something new in Shabbos.